मोकम करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरी यत्कृपातं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरं। प्लीज रिपीट। मच्चित्ता मद्गता प्राण बोधयन्तः परस्परं कथयन्तश्च मां नित्यं तुष्यन्ति च रमन्ति च। So here in this text, Krishna is telling Arjuna, there are some mad people, and what do those mad people do? So Krishna is trying to inspire all of us to become mad. So let's see what Krishna wants to say here. Translation: the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. Purport: pure devotees, whose characteristics are mentioned here, engage themselves fully in transcendental loving service of the Lord. Their minds cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. Their talks are solely on the transcendental subjects. The symptoms of pure devotees are described in this verse specifically. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing him with other devotees. So it's all, today's discussion is mostly about how the pure devotees enjoy in discussing about Lord Krishna, and how they relish doing that, and how they feel very much satisfied. That is a discussion. And also, what is the need? What is the need for us to get that taste? And what is the need to always discuss about Krishna Katha? And this is what is the discussion all about today. So let's go line by line and let's see what Prabhupada is talking about here. So here Prabhupada is saying that who are pure devotees? The definition is clear. Who are pure devotees? Pure devotees are the ones who engage themselves fully in transcendental loving service of the Lord. Part-time, nahi, full-time. I mean, even if a person is doing some other thing, even if he's going for a job, even if a lady is cooking, even if a kid is going to school, still, they're always thinking about Krishna. Continuous thought process, which speaks that only about Krishna. So that is called as fully in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. And now see, what is their status, you know, which level they are in? Their minds cannot be diverted. They are not saying that their minds do not divert. Here it said, minds cannot be diverted. It means that no one else in the surrounding, forget about themselves. They themselves will never divert their mind. But here, when they say cannot be diverted, it's talking about people around. They cannot do anything to divert, you know, the mind of the person from what? From the lotus feet of Krishna. This is a very high position, very, very high position. Yes. Just imagine, for us it becomes very difficult. A small, one of the devotee was saying that a small advertisement in the app, now that takes a person to a different site altogether. Or sometimes just a poster, sometimes a wallpaper, sometimes a Facebook post, that takes us for a ride. The entire day we are there in those thoughts only. But here, who is a pure devotee? One who cannot be diverted from the lotus feet of Krishna. He's a pure devotee. And what do they do? What are their activities? Their talks are solely on transcendental subjects. They don't talk about how to earn more. Nowadays, the talks in my counseling group is searching for a good match. Ladki dhoondne pe tule hue sab. So searching for a good match, talks about that. So not needed. And what is the symptoms? The symptoms of the pure devotees are described in this specific verse. See, Krishna is talking about various things, in the entire Bhagavad Gita. But about pure devotion only, you know, there are few verses which are very, very intense pure devotional verses. And one of them is this. So pay very, very great attention and try to see how you can implement in your day-to-day life. And you feel something that you cannot do, or something which is difficult, now we'll discuss. and also share what you can do to improve to come to that platform. That will be very nice. You know, we can have a nice discussion on that. Everyone can post Hare Krishna so that I know who all have come today, because it's very difficult for me to scroll through. Devotees of the Supreme Lord are 24 hours daily engaged in glorifying the qualities and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Their hearts and souls are constantly submerged in Krishna, and they take pleasure in discussing Him with other devotees. So this is a very nice thing. So it's like these people are jobless people. And even if they have job, they have taken another job of just doing one thing, glorifying about Krishna always. And to what extent do they do? They are like submerged. Just imagine there is one a pot full of honey, and a sponge is dipped in that. And then when you remove the sponge, the only thing that happens is the nectar or the honey drips one by one, drop by drop. Yes. So that is called as completely submerged sponge in honey. So same thing when it comes to devotees, pure devotees, they are like that, completely submerged in Krishna. Anyone goes and touches, they will get that. They can taste. They can taste. That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or Lochanandas Thakur or Narottamdas Thakur, even for that matter, Shukadev Goswami, all of them, they make a statement. Even Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, all of them, they make a statement. They say that we are just trying to taste and just trying to present the Uchishta of those great souls who have relished Krishna Katha. It's like you're eating and you're speaking. So one grain falls down and these devotees come like ants, and then they take off and they start eating. Yes, that's what is called as when someone is completely dipped in the nectar. So at that time, the drop which falls, even that becomes the ocean for many, many ants like us. Now just imagine if we are fully Krishna conscious like that, anyone who comes in touch with us will go crazy. We'll go crazy. But currently our situation is like a dry sponge. Even if you squeeze as much as possible, nothing comes out of it. To be very frank, since it's a counseling meeting and I'm open in my counseling meetings. So to be very frank, I sometimes feel like, a dry sponge. Somehow, I try to speak something. I pray to the Lord, you only speak. I don't have anything. And then I squeeze myself. Nothing comes out of it. Nothing comes out of it. That is what is our current situation. What to do? What to do? Now we are Baddha Jivas, we are fallen souls. We are not pure devotees. Yes. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. And in the mature stage, they are actually situated in love of God. So all of us that are there in the, my sponge has all dirty things. Actually, I put it in a sophisticated way, Abhishek Prabhu. So same thing is with everyone. So instead of nectar, some other things are dropping, from the sponge. Okay. See, all of us are there in the first stage, what Prabhupada is talking about. In the preliminary stage of devotional service, they relish the transcendental pleasure from the service itself. So all of us are there in that category now. So what are we supposed to do? We have to make sure that we are always engaged in the service of the Lord. Something or the other we should keep doing. Be it chanting, reading, hearing, or some physical service, vessel washing, cleaning the floor, deity worship, something should be done. And I've seen devotees sometimes say, Prabhu, aaj kuch nahi kiya. Kuch nahi kiya matlab what? Nothing we did in terms of service. Because see, constant remembrance to hai nahi abhi. We don't have constant remembrance of the Lord. 16 rounds also we remember something else only. So there is no question of that. So constant remembrance is difficult at this stage. So Prabhupada is saying that at this stage, what are we supposed to take pleasure from? From the service itself. I repeat, from service itself. I'm not saying the result of the service. From the service itself. So when I'm engaging in a service and I'm completely engaged and fully engaged in that service, so even if I don't get the result of it, it's okay. I'm taking pleasure from the service because I understand that what am I doing? I'm serving Krishna. And when we realize that I'm serving Krishna, so I take pleasure from the service itself. And what happens in mature stage? They're actually situated in love of God. They're like those sponge. So when it comes to us, you know, our sponge is used to do various activities. And we try to get some nectar here and there. Some drop, you know, comes and some part of the sponge gets wet. For them, they're in love of God. It means that wet sponge, completely submerged, and it is so submerged and it's so full of nectar that, you know, drops are falling from that. That is love of God. Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in his abode. This is called as attaining Krishna. Attaining Krishna this very lifetime. So what do? They relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in his abode. Let me tell you a pastime on this. I was telling this, I guess, to Hemant Prabhu. Yes, I'll tell everyone now. This pastime from Vrindavan. Very amazing pastime. What do you mean by attaining Krishna? We speak so much about attaining Krishna this very lifetime, as soon as possible. What do you mean by that? Let me take you to Vrindavan. Let's go to Braj Bhumi, Prem Bhumi, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki.
Jai.
So in Vrindavan, there's a temple which is named as Rasik Bihari. Shla Guru Maharaj was telling this pastime, so I'll just repeat the same. So this Rasik Bihari, you know, that particular temple, had got a pujari. So I'm just talking about few decades back. This pastime is from few decades back. So Rasik Bihari ji temple, there this pujari was very, very close to the Lord. And then, no, he was there. He was a perfected being who has attained Krishna. That was his platform. Very simple, simple soul. So he was tying feta, you know, to the Lord. And then, you know, he would decorate the feta very nicely. And then he would go and do some other work. And, you know, what the deity would of Rasik Bihari ji do, what Rasik Bihari ji would do is, he would shake the head and the feta will fall down. And the turban will fall down. Then again, this pujari will leave all that, come here, tie the feta again, put all the nice paraphernalia to make it more beautiful. And then he'll go and again, you know, do some work. And this person, Rasik Bihari, Krishna, he'll again, you know, shake his head. Again, the feta will fall down. Like this, 10 to 12 times it happened. 10 to 12 times. And then finally, the pujari got frustrated. Because there were so many other things to be done. He had to cook. He had to make garlands. There were so many other things to be done. And he was the only pujari there. And then he came there. And then he said, he was trying the feta. And he said, Sale, agar tujhe mera feta pasand nahi aata, toh khud baandh le abhi. I don't know how many of us who don't understand Hindi. For the ones who don't understand, I don't know how to translate Sale in Hindi, English. Maybe let's call it as fool. You fool, if you don't like my feta, I tying the feta, then you tie it by yourself. Agar fir se giraya, if you again drop it down, again you shake your head, I'm not going to tie the feta. You tie it by yourself. He tied the feta, he made it very clear for, you know, he decorated it very nicely with flowers, and then he went back. After that, Krishna didn't move his head. Krishna didn't move his head after that. Akashpur, brother-in-law, pata hai mujhe, lekin gali mein kaise dete English mein bol raha hu. You brother-in-law. Yes. And then after a few days, this pujari was very tired. He was serving the Lord day and night together. He was very tired and he was fanning the Lord. Chamar kar rahe the. That white whisk fan. He was doing that. And then what happened is, he aak lagne wali thi unko, you know, he was very, very sleepy. So his fan, which he was offering, the seva that he was offering, that fan touched the head of Krishna. And Krishna became angry and he slapped that pujari. So the finger marks of Krishna came on the face of pujari and the cheek became red. Now this pujari, puri neem to ud gayi abhi. All the sleep went away. And then the pujari got angry on Rasik Bihari, Krishna. He got angry and he said, Are, main pura din seva karta hun. Entire day. Okay, let me check who doesn't understand Hindi. Okay, all of you understand Hindi. Theek hai. Pura din main teri seva karta hun. Ek kya fan lag gaya. To chaata maroge. Main nahi kara tumhari seva. He threw the fan. And then, you know, he closed the altar. He ran to his room and he just slept. I said, Odke so gaye. And now the altar is closed. Temple is open. The acharya of that place entered. The sannyasi who had installed the deity. He came to for a visit. And then he saw that the altar is closed. And then he went to the pujari room. This person is sleeping. Then he woke up. Pujari, get up. What happened? पुजारी जी क्या हो गया आप तो पट तो बंद है ऑल्टर इज क्लोज्ड द डोर्स आर क्लोज्ड एंड हु विल सर्व द डेटी एंड देन ही गॉट अप एंड ही सेड मैं नहीं कुछ सेवा कर रहा आई एम नॉट डूइंग एनी सर्विस व्हाट हैपेंड देखिए एक मैं जब चामर कर रहा था चामर क्या लग गया इनको देखो कैसे मारे हैं मुझे एंड द सन्यासी द आचार्य कुड एक्चुअली सी द फिंगर्स ऑफ कृष्णा ऑन द फेस ऑफ द पुजारी एंड द आचार्य वॉज ऑल्सो ऑन अ डिफरेंट लेवल इवन ही हैड अटेंड कृष्णा सो ही कुड मेक आउट दैट इट इज द यू नो फिंगर्स ऑफ कृष्णा ओनली एंड देन ही सेड ठीक है अभी यू नो द आचार्य टोल्ड टू हिम दैट ठीक है अभी यू नो चलिए अभी कृष्णा के पास जाते हैं उनसे ही बात करते हैं अभी This is called an attaining Krishna. Can you imagine this? Then, you know, they both went. And then the Acharya started speaking to Rasik Bihari, the deity of Krishna. And he asked, Kyu mara? Kyu mara isko? Then Krishna, he spoke. Krishna spoke. And Krishna said, Are, itni laparwahi karta hai ye. He's so irresponsible. He's so careless. He's doing chamar and he hit me with the fan. And so I got angry, I slapped him. Then the Acharya said, Theek hai, you slapped him. Now he is angry on you. He'll not serve you. Who will serve you now? Better you ask him forgiveness. You know what Krishna did? What Rasik Bihari did? He was holding a flute. He kept the flute down. He folded his palms. He joined his palms. And then he begged forgiveness to Pujari. Fir se main ye nahi karunga. Ab fir se aajao meri seva mein. This is called as attaining Krishna. This is called as relishing the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, talking with Krishna, serving him. Just imagine Krishna coming in your dream and telling what he wants to eat tomorrow. Another pastime which is coming to my mind is of His Grace Aindra Prabhu. His Grace Aindra Prabhu is Prabhupada's disciple, I guess who left his body after 2006, somewhere around that time. And this Aindra Prabhu, he started 24 hours Kirtan in Vrindavan, in our Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And he had a beautiful deities. He has beautiful deities. Even now, if you go to Brahmachari Ashram, room number 89 in Krishna Balaram Mandir, there you know, you can find his beautiful altar. Now someday when we all go together, I'll take you all there. Yes, so there he has got Nithai Sachi Sutta, beautiful deities of Gaur Nithai, very beautiful. They're almost like a 5-year-old or 6-year-old kid, utne size ka. And they're standing like this. So one hand is front and one hand is up. This is the position. So now being a Brahmachari, Brahmacharis are beggars. So Brahmacharis don't have money. So serving deities becomes very difficult. Only when someone supports, then it's possible for them. So what Aindra Prabhu would do is, he would go and he would put his cloth ahead and then he would go to different vegetable vendors and he would say, I've got two kids. Mere do bachche hai. Mujhe kuch dijiye. And you can imagine, Aindra Prabhu, a foreigner, how he would ask for vegetables. He would go to every single vegetable vendor there and he would ask. And then they will give because they had good relation with Aindra Prabhu. So they would give, someone will give tomato, someone will give apple, this banana, and carrot and whatever. And he would take all that and then he would go cut all that and then put tulsi and then offer it to the Lord. This was winter time that was going on. Okay. Now in this winter time, obviously who would like to have cold fruits? So he was offering this every day. So one fine day, the deities, Sri Sri Nithai Sachi Sutta, came in the dream of Aindra Prabhu. And they came in the dream and they said that, kya khila rahe ho har din? What are you feeding us every day? Every day you're feeding us cold fruits and vegetables. Are, winter is going on. Feed us something hot. And they asked him to feed hot chips with chili powder. This is the instruction that they gave. Okay. And the next day, Aindra Prabhu got up and then he was like, Are, this order has come. Now I have to cook and things like that. Aindra Prabhu would talk to deities. That was very normal to him. So he was on a different platform. He had attained Krishna. Then, he went to kitchen and then somehow, hiding, he cooked. And then he got the chips, hot chips with the nice chili powder on that. And then he placed in front of the Lord. It was there in the hand only and he was offering prayers. And then he opened his eyes and he saw that the hand of the Lordships which was like this, had come down to take the chips like this. And when the hand came down, so Indra Prabhu saw in the plate there was no tulasi. He removed. He said, "Hey, ruk, ruk, wait." And then, you know, he put tulasi and then he brought it back. The hand was already up. Then he realized, "Aray, what did I do? What did I do? They wanted to eat and then I removed it." Can you imagine? This is called as attaining Krishna. This is called as attaining Krishna, where Krishna, you know, Krishna is personally coming and reciprocating with each and every devotee. I'm not talking about some 500 years, 600 years or, you know, Dwapar Yuga Katha. I'm talking about Kali Yuga. Just a decade back. Just a decade back or so, you know, this incident has happened. And in Pune, there is one devotee who is serving her deities. I think I've shared this with all of you. The deities are growing every year. The deities are growing. This is called as attaining Krishna, reciprocation from Krishna. When will that day come for all of us? Will it come this lifetime? We are busy in our own world, our own work, and then our own eating, our own sleeping, and other two. Yes? So this is what we are completely engaged in. When will that day come when we attain Krishna? Yes. Why don't we have that hankering that I want to attain Krishna now? Why wait till antakale cha mameva? Why wait till the last breath? Why can't we attain Krishna now? This hankering is needed, not to attain Krishna. Now here, that's what Prabhupada is saying, that they enjoy the transcendental mellows with Krishna. They're submerged in that. And so, you know, when you come to that platform, when you are relishing those reciprocation with the Lord, when you have this reciprocation with the Lord, why the hell you will go around and hanker, you know, for people around and get attracted to people around and things around? You don't need anything of this world at that time. Nothing you need. Nothing. That day should come when we take darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That day should come when when we are chanting and Krishna is pulling our ear and pulling our shikha, yes, and pulling our bead, and then we are telling, "Don't disturb me, I want to chant." That day has to come for all of us. It has to come. And it will come because we are in that parampara. We are there in that glorious parampara of Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Iskon Sampradaya. Our Gaudiya Sampradaya is known for this. In our Gaudiya Sampradaya, we don't aspire for being servants. Obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, "Gopi Bharatahu Padakamalayor Das Dasanu Das." So we aspire to be the servant of the servant of the servant. But when it comes to Krishna, we want to have a relationship of either a friend or a parent or a lover. These three rasas are very, very prominent in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. In Sri Sampradaya, the Dasya Bhava is very prominent. Yes. So we come in this glorious Sampradaya, in those glorious Sampradaya, and we see so many devotees who have attained Krishna. So many devotees. It is possible, even in ISKCON, so many devotees have attained Krishna. So many. The only thing that is needed is that hankering in the heart, that come what may, this very lifetime I want to attain Krishna. That hankering, we should be boiling with that hankering. With that boiling, with that fire in the heart, we should perform our devotional service. When we do that, when Krishna's heart melts, and when he sees that we're literally slogging, by the mercy of a pure devotee, we'll be able to attain. Yes, this is what it's all about, attaining Krishna. There's one nice shloka which comes in Nectar of Devotion. There, Rupa Goswami is warning all of us. What is he warning all of us? Hear the shloka, very, very beautiful shloka. Smeram bhangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishtim vamshi nyasta dhara kishalayam Ujvalam Chandrikena Govindakhyam Haritanumitaha Keshitirtho Pakante Ma Prekshishthastava Yadisakhe Bandhu Sange Stirangaha. Rupa Goswami is telling all of us, he's giving a warning. He's saying, "Oh Sakhe, oh friend, Yadi, if you want to enjoy in this material world, if you want to enjoy with people around, bandhu sanghesti rangaha, if you want to enjoy in this material world, ma prekshishtas, don't see. Don't see, I'm telling you, don't see. What not to see? Keshi Tirthopa Kante. Don't go to that Keshi Tirtha. Don't go near Jamuna, near that Keshi Tirtha. Why? What is there in Keshi Tirtha? Then again, he makes it, you know, even more suspense for us. Especially during Ujjwala Chandrikena, on that day when the moonlight is literally glittering and it's making effulgent the entire place. On that day, don't go to Keshi Tirtha. Why? What happened? What is there in Keshi Tirtha? Then he says, Smeram Bhangitraya Parichitam. There is one personality who is standing in threefold bending form. Bend at leg, bend at the waist, and bend at the neck. So what is he doing? Sachi Vistirna Drishti. He is looking or he's glancing on people from the corner of his eyes. So what? What's the problem? What else is he doing? Vamshi Nyastadhara. He's holding Vamshi on his lips. And he's looking extremely beautiful. And he's glittering. He's glittering in this entire place. And what is his name? Govindakhyam. His name is Govinda. Haritanum. His entire body is so attractive. So attractive that he'll capture the hearts of people. Haritanum. So if you really want to enjoy this material world, don't go to Keshi Ghat, on a full moon day. Don't go there. And don't see this personality. If you see this personality, I'm telling you, he's warning all of us. I'm telling you, you lose all interest in this material world and you'll just keep looking at that person. Basically, indirectly, this is called as indirect representation of a message. So indirectly, Rupa Goswami is saying, you fools, what the hell you people are doing? Go to Keshi Tirtha. Go and look at that form. You want to enjoy with your bandhus. You want to enjoy with your people around. Give up all this. Go to Vrindavan. Go to Keshi Tirtha and take the darshan of the beautiful form of Krishna. Yes. So basically, you know, when someone attains Krishna, he's so satisfied with him. He doesn't need anything of this world. Nothing he desires. Nothing he desires. As of now, our current situation is we are so baddha, so fallen, so useless that we desire anything and everything around. What all things we desire? Anything that we hear also we desire. Dekha nahi hai. Na hi kabhi usko taste kiya hai. Na hi kabhi usko touch kiya hai. Lekin phir bhi just by hearing we hear and we start desiring that. Yes. And Krishna sanctions. Karma hai. Abhi chant kare to karma bhi acha hoga. Krishna sanctions. Aap theek le lo. And then you get. Maybe beat a promotion, beat a hike in salary, or beat a girl, or beat some nice articles, or whatever for that matter. Now all these things, we desire Krishna sanctions. Krishna sanctions, lele. Itna tu kar raha hai, itna chanting kar raha hai. You're trying to follow four regulative principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. Illicit sex, okay, to some extent you're trying to follow. You're trying to do all these things. So, TK, you know, you take whatever you want. And this is a trick of Krishna. He's so crooked. He doesn't give Krishna prema easily. He doesn't give. Whatever desire we have, no, Krishna fulfills. Tathastu, go ahead. And we get that and we are like a monkey. We hold it and we start dancing. Ah, mil gaya, mil gaya, mil gaya. Are, kya mil gaya? What did we get? In this garbage of Kali Yuga, we picked up a garbage and we started dancing. I got garbage. What's the big thing in that? Yes. The day we get the diamond of Krishna Prema, then it makes sense, you know, dance in ecstasy. At holding this garbage of this world, I mean temporary things of this world, which are anyways going to vanish. What is the use of holding and dancing? And what is the use of lamenting also when something we lose in this temporary world, anyways it's going to go. So one important aspect is that we literally have to hanker to attain Krishna. And desire, only this desire should be there. We should tell Krishna. No, go to Krishna every single day and pray to him that I just want to attain you. Oh Krishna, I don't want anything else. And then you add a clause also. Even if I desire anything else apart from you, please don't fulfill. Add a clause. Tell him that, see, I'm in three modes of material nature. Now currently I'm in mode of goodness. So I'm asking this that I want you. But now tomorrow or you know, after a few minutes, I'll get into mode of passion or ignorance. Then I'll desire for something. In passionate mode, I'll desire for sex. In ignorance mode, I'll desire for intoxication or sleep or laziness or whatever. So, oh Lord, even if I desire something, please don't fulfill. Only one desire I have, oh Lord, I want to attain you this very lifetime as soon as possible. I want to always chant your holy names. I always want to do your chintan, remember you 24/7. I want to serve you every single moment. And I want to take your darshan every single moment. Please fulfill this desire. Only this is only one desire. If this is what is our prayer every single day, one day, no, Krishna will fulfill. That day will come. This is the words. These are the words of our acharyas. What we pray, that will be fulfilled. But this might take some time because Krishna is crooked, right? This person is so crooked that he wants to give all material things. You know, even if devotees don't desire, some slight desire comes in the mind and Krishna says, Tathastu. This is the problem with him. Tathastu. Slight desire, slight desire that, oh, okay, I should become famous. Tathastu. And the devotees will come, Prabhuji, so nice class, so nice kirtan. As you play mridanga so nicely, you play harmonium so nicely. Oh, you distribute books so nicely. You eat prasad so nicely. You wash vessels so nicely. Devotees will come suddenly. You desire for something else, suddenly, that will pop up. Surely it will pop up. Now, if you are a person who is hankering to attain Krishna, and then, when you desire something, that comes into picture. That comes life. One brahmachari in Mayapur, he was desiring to marry. And he was desiring, sincere devotee, so, he was desiring. Next day, a very beautiful girl with a white umbrella, she came there. And the same thing was told by astrologer, one day a white umbrella girl will come. So this is the prayer, the prayer that we offer is very, very important. Very, very important. This is what we have to offer prayers. Remembering all these pastimes, as I just said, why should we be isolated from these pastimes? Why should we be deprived of these pastimes? Kyun vanchit hona hai? Ye sab leelaon se. We have to get closer to Krishna. We have to attain. We have full right because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivamsha jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We are part and parcel of Krishna. We have full right on Krishna. Full right. So we have to attain Krishna this very lifetime. Only thing is, our problem is we desire, we pray, and then suddenly something else creeps and something else comes from the mouth. That is the problem. Or something else goes in the mind and we start offering that prayer. Yes. Whenever some other prayer comes, whenever other desire comes, I don't want this. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. And something else Krishna gives in your life and you're becoming happy, immediately you should understand it's a trick. Go to Krishna and tell him, you cannot trick me anymore. Enough is enough. You cannot trick me anymore. Now I want you. Name, fame, prestige sab bhaad mein jaye. All the wealth and all the other beautiful things of this world, bhaad mein jaye. I just want you. I don't want anything else of this world. Yes. If a devotee at least does this artificially, for sure it will come. When this will come true. What is that line? Once situated in that transcendental position, they can relish the highest perfection which is exhibited by the Lord in his abode. That which is done in the abode, the eternal pastimes in the abode, that will get manifested here in this material world in front of our eyes. And we will be part of it. We'll be part of it. Yes. Next line says, Lord Chaitanya likens transcendental devotional service to the sowing of a seed in the heart of the living entity. Brahmande Brahmite Kon Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. That is Bhakti Lata Beach that is talked here. There are innumerable living entities traveling throughout the different planets of the universe, and out of them, there are a few who are fortunate enough to meet a pure devotee and get a chance to understand devotional service. This is what the translation of the shloka, which I just quoted. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavanji. Who is that most fortunate? After going through the entire Brahmanda in different species, finally, he comes in touch with Guru Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. We all have come to that platform. We all have got that Bhakti Lata. That beach is there. That beach is there in our heart. Now we have to decide what to do. Should we put water and nourish or boil it and fry it and eat it? Yes, it's up to us. Or just ukaad ke phek do. It's up to us. And how do you actually nourish this particular seed? This devotional service is just like a seed, and if it is sown in the heart of a living entity, And if he goes on hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, what happens? The seed fructifies just as the seed of a fruit of a tree fructifies with regular watering. This is what when we do every single day, the seed fructifies and it starts growing. And for all of us, I can guarantee that for all of us, the seed has already fructified and it's already started growing. That is the reason today on a Saturday evening in lockdown, we are all together. Yes, and we're discussing Krishna Katha. And what next? What happens? But that size is very small. Our plant is very small and very weak. Now what happens? That's what he's talking about. The spiritual plant of devotional service gradually grows and grows until it penetrates the covering of material universe and enters into Brahma Jyoti effulgence in the spiritual sky. So finally, the tree or the plant has to grow and grow and grow and has to finally cross and tear open this material universe, and it has to go to Brahma Jyoti. And after going to Brahma Jyoti in spiritual sky, in the spiritual sky also, what is happening to the plant? Also, there also the plant grows more and more until it reaches the highest planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of Krishna. And this plant grows ahead. And then finally, ultimately, the plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna and rests there. And when the devotee is intently practicing bhakti, what next happens? Gradually, as the plant grows, fruits and flowers, that plant of devotional service also produces fruits. And the watering process in the form of chanting and hearing goes on. So the fruits and flowers are the results of our devotional service, which are offering to Krishna. So the basic point is that we are not supposed to stop. Already that bija is sown in our heart by Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters, or Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. And now by our watering of the plant, all of us are chanting 16 rounds every single day. So when we are watering the plant, it has started already growing. The size has increased. Don't know how much size. So somewhat big, somewhere small. Yes, size is there. But it's not that great to tear open the universe. Yes. So we have to keep doing this every single day with faith and devotion. This is called as watering of that particular seed. Every single day, day in and day out, chanting, reading, hearing, service. Day in and day out, this should go on. No question of missing. No question. And then, this plant of devotional service is fully described in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So this comes in Madhya Leela. It is explained there that when the complete plant takes shelter under the lotus feet of Supreme Lord, one becomes fully absorbed in love of God. Then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with the Supreme Lord, just as a fish cannot live without water. In such a state, the devotee actually attains the transcendental qualities in contact with the Supreme Lord. I was reading in one of the purports of Srila Prabhupada in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There Prabhupada says, what is the punishment in this world? So till now we have been hearing the different punishments of this world. Birth, death, disease, old age, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. Adi bhautika, adi daivika, adi atmika klesha. Sufferings caused by body and mind, other living entities, and the Supreme Lord. Yes, I mean the daiva, the demigods. And then, you know, whatever problems we get in our day-to-day life. So these were categorized as punishment. For this is for normal public, not for devotees. You know, for devotees, what is the punishment? For devotees, the punishment is not remembering Krishna. Getting forgetfulness of Krishna, that is punishment. Look at this, how much punished we are. Even when we close our eyes and try to think about Krishna, we don't remember Krishna. While chanting our rounds, we don't remember Krishna. This is punishment, Prabhupada says. This is punishment. All the other things in our life, it's okay. Jo bhi chal raha hai, theek hai. Even if the health is not good, even if monetary status is not good, you're not getting a proper match for marriage. Or you're not getting promotion in your office, or you're thrown out from the job, whatever it is, all that is secondary. That is not punishment. That is just happening because of the karma. But the punishment that we are going through is we are not remembering Krishna. We are forgetful of Krishna. That is the real punishment, Prabhupada says. This is the real punishment. And see, if you want, you try this. Take this as an assignment. One full day, try to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even when you are in the bathroom and you try to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, bathroom, what do you do? Nothing. So even in the bathroom, you know, you try chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra for those 20, 30 minutes, you will see that after some time, we'll forget to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You'll notice that. You can see that. You can notice in your own life. Do this as an experiment and see. This is what is our fallen condition. And when it comes to pure devotees, they remember Krishna every single moment. And when they remember Krishna every single moment, one moment they miss seeing Krishna or remembering Krishna, they go crazy. Like Rupa Goswami, when he was meditating on the pastimes of the Lord, and suddenly when he got disturbed due to some Vaishnava Prad, and then when he was disturbed, when he came back, he was disturbed completely. He said, "No, what happened? I'm not able to remember Krishna. What happened?" For us, remembering Krishna is, even if you remember once in a day, you know, we are happy. I remembered Krishna today. Today I will write this in sadhana chart and send it to my mentor. Today I remembered Krishna once. This is our punishment. When we are chanting our rounds, we should tell Krishna that enough of punishment. Please don't punish me like this. I'm not able to hear your holy name. I'm not able to remember you. Why are you punishing me like this? I know I'm fallen. I know many lifetimes I've done so many sins. I know in this lifetime also I've committed so many sins. But now at least, now I'm trying my best to desire to attain you this very lifetime. I'm trying my best. But what to do? These three modes of material nature and the past sinful activities what I've done, those samskaras are there in my heart. And every now and then they keep jumping in my heart. I really don't want to get into this. But what to do? This jumping in my heart. Please help me. Please don't punish me like this. Please don't punish me. I really want to remember you. I really want to chant your holy names with focus. Please help me, O Krishna. Please help me. With this mood, every single day our chanting should go on. Yes. It's not that, theek hai, abhi thoda so liya chanting mein, fir uth gaye, fir wapis chanting kar liya, and talking to each other, and then, you know, just going on. No, this is not the right way. Complete focus ke saath, you know, praying to Krishna, begging to Krishna, crying for Krishna. Now we have to chant on every single bead, telling Krishna, please don't punish me like this. Now what are you getting by punishing me like this? I really want to come back to you. So if you are happy by, you know, distracting me like this by chanting, you distract me more, it's okay. If you are happy, then it's okay. But I'm not happy. I want to chant your name. I want to remember you 24/7. Oh Krishna, please help me. With this mood, every single day the chanting should go on. This chanting is very, very important. When the chanting is like this, when we're calling out for Krishna, when we are, you know, telling Nitai Gaurchandra that please help me, please help me. You are called as Patita Pavan. Sharam karo yaar, apna naam Patit Pavan, is Patit ka udhar kabhi karoge? Jab tak aap is Patit ka udhar nahi karoge, aapka Patita Pavan naam saarthak nahi hoga. N number of people might say you are Patita Pavan, but I am not going to call you Patita Pavan because you have not delivered me who is a Patita. Yes. Please deliver me, oh Nitai Gaurchandra, please deliver me. Every single day we should have intense prayers, you know, to offer, you know, when we are chanting. And every single round should start with intense prayer. And in the background, the mood should be this, that, oh Lord, please help me, please help me, please help me. Don't punish me like this. And then the day when we come to the platform of constantly remembering the Lord, at that time we will understand what is this that Prabhupada is talking about. What is he saying? That one becomes fully absorbed in love of God, then he cannot live even for a moment without being in contact with Supreme Lord. Just as a fish cannot live without water. We are like a terrestrial animal put inside the water when we chant. Bachao, bachao, bachao. When we're chanting, we're like, oh Maya Devi, bachalo, please help me. I want to do sense gratification. I'm dying here in this, you know, chanting. That is what is our situation when we chant. Or when we do devotional service. But when it comes to Krishna, when it comes to pure devotees, their situation is like a fish out of the water, where the fish is literally going crazy on the ground saying, you know, get me the water, get me the water. Yes. So this is a very, very important point. All of us should remember that we have to reach that stage of constant remembrance of the Lord. It is possible. See, if it was not possible, Prabhupada wouldn't have mentioned in the purport. Our acharyas wouldn't have talked about it so elaborately in you know, their translations and commentaries. It is possible. It is possible for every jivatma to attain Krishna this lifetime. It is possible for all of us to remember Krishna 24/7. It is possible. So these acharyas are speaking. Why is Prabhupada saying that all of us should hanker to attain Krishna? He says in so many of his lectures. One should be eager to attain Krishna, he says. Yes. Why is he saying that? If it was not possible, he would have not made a statement at all. It is possible. But the thing is, we have to hanker for that. We have to at least desire. No, we are not there at that stage. It's okay. But at least we have to desire that, have to reach that stage. Now, our problem is we don't have desire also. We are like, ah, theek hai, life achha chal raha hai, chalne do. No, my job is going well every day and every month salary is coming. And then I'm getting good time to rest, 8 hours of sleep I'm getting. And then I'm chanting. Chanting is going on. I'm chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Going on. Life is going well, so theek hai. Let it go like this and one day I'll die. That is what is our problem. We don't desire also to come to that stage. At least that desire should be there that I want to attain Krishna this very lifetime. I want to come to that platform where, you know, I remember Krishna 24/7 every single moment, pratikshan. Every lava I want to remember Krishna. Every lava, every part of a second I want to remember Krishna. At least that desire should be there in the heart. Then that desire will get manifested. But if desire is only not there, then it's a problem. Then it's a problem. Last paragraph. The Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of such narrations about relationship between the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the devotees as stated in Bhagavatam itself. Srimad Bhagavatam Purana Mamalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam. In this narration, there is nothing about material activities, economic development, sense gratification or liberation. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. Srimad Bhagavatam is the only narration in which the transcendental nature of Supreme Lord and His devotees is fully described. Thus, the realized souls in Krishna consciousness take continual pleasure in hearing such transcendental literatures, just as a young boy and girl take pleasure in association. We don't know what other things mean, but the last line we understand. Young boy and girl take pleasure in association. What to do? Why cheez dekha hai, why cheez experience kiya hai, why cheez pata hai. So what is this, what is Prabhupada talking about? See, all of us have to intensely desire to get that taste for hearing. Every day when we are reading and hearing, you know, we have to pray that, you know, I want to get that desire, you know, for our taste for hearing and, you know, reading. Let me tell you what will happen if we don't get that ruchi with time. If this ruchi doesn't come, if this taste doesn't come during chanting, reading, hearing, yes, because of our insincerity. It will not come because of our insincerity. If you are sincere, it will come. So if we are insincere purposely, if we are insincere while we are doing this devotional service, and if we don't get ruchi, even when we grow old, we will be always caught in maya. Always, even on the bed, on the deathbed, we'll be lusty. I have some mails which I can show you. It is there in my mailbox. This was, I guess, 2016 when I was serving as an e-counselor on ISKCON Desire Tree. There were two, three mails from very elderly people. One mail was from a chairman of one company, an old person. He was telling, the old person means he was in his late 50s and near 60s. So he mailed me saying, I went through an operation and I've lost my manhood. Hope you understand. I need not describe. I've lost my manhood and I want to revive that because I'm not able to enjoy my life. Can you imagine, even in the old age, when naturally the person has lost the manhood, still the person wants to revive the manhood. For what? For enjoying. Can you imagine in the old age this is happening? Another person who was 65, he wrote me a mail. I can never forget that mail. He said that, Prabhuji, please help me. I'm struggling with the sensual desires even at this age. Please help me. He said that. That mail is still there in my mailbox. 65. Marne ka samay aa gaya. That's what I wrote in the mail also, in the reply. Marne ka samay aa gaya aapka. You're about to die. Better you give up forcefully. This is what I wrote in the reply. And some other things also, some passive things also I wrote. Another mail which I had got was from a married person. So he was telling, Prabhuji, please help me. I'm getting attracted to the maid servant of my house in the absence of my wife. Devotee, I'm talking about a devotee. Another, my Gita course student here, January 2019, when I started Gita course here. So that person came to me and almost every week after a week, he would come to me and ask this question. That Prabhu, I'm very much sensual. He has got two kids, two daughters, And he comes and he tells me that, oh, I'm very sensual. It becomes very difficult for me to control myself in watching various things and getting involved in various sensual activities with Parastri, who is not one's wife. Can you imagine what people go through? Yes. So when a person gets taste for bhakti, when a person gets taste for hearing, reading and chanting, by the sincere endeavor, I'm repeating the word sincere. When a person is sincere and when he's practicing every single day, then for sure he'll get taste and he will not go through all this nonsense. When he's there in this age, what I was just talking about, the late 50s and 60s, and even, it is not that grihasthas don't go through this problem. Even grihastha devotees will go through this problem of getting attracted to opposite gender of someone else's wife. So the point that I'm making is we have to make sure that we have to be isolated completely from all this nonsense of this world. And how is this possible? By every single day sincerely practicing devotional service. When every single day when we practice sincerely devotional service, praying to Krishna that we want to attain him and so on and so forth, whatever you heard today in the class. So with time, you will see, with time, we will surely get taste. Maybe in a span of 6 months or maybe in a span of a year or a decade or whatever, but surely we'll get it. Praman is there in Bhagavatam. Praman is there in the Acharya's lives. Praman is there. Proof is there that people get taste when they practice bhakti sincerely. Or else be ready, for something terrible in future. Something very terrible. Right? So with this, I would like to take a I'll pause here so that you can ask some questions if you have something to ask after a hammering class. Okay. Hemant Prabhu had texted me saying, please speak about this. How to implement Prabhupada instructions in daily life, overcoming mind's reasons. Okay. Only one thing which comes to my mind is determination. Yes. We have to be determined that I've taken a vow means I'll implement. Simple. I've taken a vow to chant 16 rounds or I've taken a vow to make sure that I read and hear. Come what may, even if you're in a situation where you're about to faint, still you make sure you complete your vow. That's called determination. Yes. So this determination is very, very important in our life. And this determination comes with one sincerity. This determination will come for sure. By the mercy of our superiors, when they're pleased with us, when they bless us, that the Dridhavrata comes. The Dridhavrata comes. And also, when we are intensely desiring to attain Krishna, the determination comes. Our problem as of now is why we are not having the determination, why is mind tricking us? Because we are not completely fixed up devotees. That is the problem. So we have to aspire for that. And when we aspire for that, when Krishna is merciful unto us, then when his mercy flows, when Guru Maharaj's mercy flows, Prabhupada's mercy flows, we will come to that point where we are so determined that come what may, even if Yamaraj comes, we tell Yamaraj, wait for a minute, I've not completed my 16 rounds, let me complete. Then you take me. That determination will come. So basically here, the point is about determination. When you're determined, then mind is nothing in front of the determination power of an individual. You tell me, when during our engineering times, all of us have done engineering. So in our engineering times, when exam would be there the next day, how we'll study? At that time, the mind will not trick. Have you seen that? Only very, very foolish people who are good for nothing, for there also, they want to do some time pass. But in general, all the people in general, their mind will not trick at all. They will be very, very serious. They will be very determined. Why? Because they know tomorrow is the exam, so I have to make sure that I have to do it. I have to be determined. So we all have the determination power. In our lives, we have shown our determination in various aspects of our life. In every phase of our life, we have shown our determination. Can you imagine that Nepal earthquake when it happened? One person was so determined to live. He was there under the debris, under all the trash of a building. And for 6 days, he was living on drinking his own urine. That was the determination power to live. Yes, drinking his own urine, he stayed for 6 days. So you can imagine. So all of us have the determination power. Only thing is we have to channelize the determination power now in bhakti. See, another example, now all of you are working. So whenever there's a tape out tomorrow, how much you people work? I know how much you people work. When you talk to me, I can understand. Day and night you put together and you work. Where does the determination power come? At that time, mind doesn't trick. only when it comes to implementing instructions, mind will trick, because we have not yet channelized willingly our determination powers towards bhakti. So we have to channelize with a desire to attain Krishna. We have to channelize our determination power. And it is possible, not a big thing. Not a big thing. Because if the determination power was missing, then it's a big thing to get determination from somewhere and put it. But we have it already. We are using it in some other phase of our life or other area of our life. We have to just channelize that particular thing in devotional service. Sometimes devotees say that it becomes very difficult to chant day in and day out, read day in and day out, hear day in and day out, have a proper consciousness day in and day out. Yes, because we are not determined. We have not yet channelized our determination power. So this is what is my answer for your question, that we have to channelize our determination power towards this. And when we take a vow, we just follow it. When we hear from our superior that you're supposed to do it, we just do it every single day. Till that superior says enough, we keep doing it every single day without fail. Without fail. This is what is our qualification. Let me be very frank. This is the only qualification. Even if we have taste or even if we don't have taste, since our superior has told us, we'll just do it. We'll just do it. I've been told to chant one prayer, and that prayer is very intense from Bhagavatam. And then, it's not that every time I feel that intensity, you know, while chanting the prayer. So I've been told every time you should feel the intensity while chanting the prayer. And you should chant every single day. Now, sometimes, I'm so tired, and after preaching engagements and all that, I come back to bed. And before sleeping, I chant those prayers. Then, sometimes I just chant it for the sake of chanting, because I've been told. Just because I've been told, I just do it. Yes. Sometimes I have no power, no energy. My eyes are just closing. My eyelids are just falling. But still, it's told. So what to do? I have to do. Because I understand that, this is the only qualification that we have. With the determination, follow the vow or the instruction given by our superior. This is the only qualification. What was the qualification of all the Prabhupada disciples? Prabhupada said that you people don't have qualification. I have given you qualification. And their only qualification was their attachment to Srila Prabhupada and following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada as it is. Right? So please take up that vow. When we have that vow, when we take it strongly, and when we tell the mind, come watch me, I'm not going to miss. Even when we are extremely tired, still we don't miss that vow. Because once we miss the vow, then the mind will trick us the next time. So we have to make sure, even if we are in a critical situation, we follow the vow, whatever we have taken. Right? Hope this answers your question. Let me know if you want me to speak something else. There is one private question. In very beginning of my bhakti life, I felt these like dreams of his deities and sometimes things, but later on this fades. Why this happens, and will that feeling ever return? If yes, how? I felt these things. Okay. It's very simple, Prabhu, that we might not have practiced sincerely our bhakti. And maybe we had not accepted a superior who was intense in his own practice and who was intensifying our practice. So because of this, it fades. It fades with time. And even if it fades and we approach our sincere back, through his booster injection, we come back. We come back to our normal condition. So it's possible. It's possible to come back, to those early days. All of us have some relishing moments of our early days, I'm sure. So those moments can come back in Krishna consciousness. It can come back by proper guidance. And same thing, willpower to follow the instructions given. It can come back.